So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL is your home for the New Orleans Pelicans, folks. The Pels are taking on the Minnesota T-Wolves tonight in the Smoothie King Center. You can catch all the excitement on the big 870 WWL AM pregame coverage going on there right now with tip-off at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the biggest news, which you heard yesterday all day on WWL as well as his introductory press conference, is the fact that Lane Kiffin, the Lane plane, has landed in New Orleans. A big part of that, thanks to LSU Athletic Director Virge Ausberry, who talked about what it took to get Lane Kiffin into Baton Rouge. And here's a little bit, a snippet at least, of what Virge Ausberry had to say after getting Kiffin.
After we made the transition, coaches, we had already been talking about, I learned from Mark Emery that once you hire a coach, you kind of start looking for your next coach, start looking at football and observing people. We had a list put together. We said, you know, who's the top guys out there, who we could get, what made sense to us. And Lane name kept popping up. We said, you know what, let's take a shot at him and make some connections. And, you know, I want to get to know him a little bit. So I contacted guys like Boogie McFarlane, Ryan Clark, Marcus Spears. You know, Boogie played for his father. So he watched Lane. They grew up in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and get a better feel. And, you know, I also talked to a lot of coaches and a lot of former coaches, a lot of former coaches who worked here, as you know, and got a better feel about who the guy is. You know, do we want him at LSU? Is he the right fit for LSU? And that's the thing, the fit here at LSU. So through that process and get all that going on, I tell people football coaches, they're different, like student athletes. They don't follow the meeting and all those potential things that get you thrown off. And I worried about that. Some of my fans worried about that more. But I was like, let's stay positive. Let's move forward. Let's get the best guy we could get. And we circled him. And like I said, we met. It was a short meeting, about an hour and 20 minutes. In fact, it was a surprise when I called them and said, come pick us up. They were like, y'all finished already? I said, yeah, we finished already. It wasn't a 3 or 4 hour meeting. You don't ask a coach like that. Skip Berman taught me that. Nick Saban taught me that. You don't ask great coaches, you know, what you going to do on 3rd and 8? Tell me about your offensive game plan. Tell me about your defense. Tell me about who you're going to hire here. It's like, what you need to be successful. We want you to be our coach here. What you expect from me as athletic director? What you expect from LSU? And do you want to be at LSU? And that was pretty much the conversation.
Where was that interview, you in a way, too?
Yes, they interviewed me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We met in a place. We flew somewhere, and we had a meeting. We landed, and we flew out.
Okay. How did you handle all this? You were put in a very big spot to hire a football coach as your first assignment as the athletic director. Was there stress? Was there any anxiety? Were you calm? How did you handle it?
You know, I exercise a lot. I run a lot, like 5 miles, 6 miles a day. No, but I've been through this before with Coach Saban. I've been through this with Les Miles. And remember, Scott wrote an article about when Coach rehired Les Miles and Coach Burton was AD here, was going through the process. I just had to tell him, I said, hey, hiring a football coach at LSU is the biggest thing in the state of Louisiana. It's the biggest job. I said, you hired the wrong one, Coach Burtman. Of all your national championships, all your great baseball program, that's going to be your legacy. So I thought about this would be my legacy at LSU, and that I have to get the right person to be the head coach of LSU. So, no, I was really relaxed. I've done this before. I've done this 5 times already. Now I'm sitting in the chair. It's a little different than being one of the associates working along with it. So, yeah, it was a little pressure at times, and you felt a little times. And my thing was making sure everybody stayed quiet. You know, there was a lot of leaks, a lot of people we talked to, some things got out. Just keeping everybody quiet, because I knew, like you said, it's a bit of a tough situation. He did well at that place. He loved that place. We were thinking about that timeline also. I got kind of nervous the other night when Auburn tied Alabama in that game. Like, wow, talking about this championship game now, so it might push us back a week. But we were comfortable, and he was comfortable with me, and we had a good relationship, and he and I would just talk about normal things and just talk about places. And he said his Layla came down here and some of his family, they have to really see Baton Rouge. That was one of the big things because, you know, her father was All-American at the University of Florida and coached at Florida, great NFL player. And those are the things that we were a little afraid of, like, you know, that's that pool of Gainesville. And then she came to Baton Rouge, she's like, wow, I really like this place.
How soon after you guys let Brian go did you first reach out to his representatives?
I think about, we let Brian go. You know, Scott was still AD at the time, and there's some transition going on then. But as soon as things got clear and they told me I was AD and had to go find a football coach, that was the call. And I knew pretty much all the agents of all the people we contacted. So we were talking a lot with all the different agencies to find out who's the right guy, the right fit. You know, you go over the list and you keep going over the list, keep going over the list, keep coming back to him. You go over the list another time, say, this guy's a good coach, and you watch a lot of football games, and kept coming back to him. I kept watching his team, how he plays, how he scores, what he does on offense. He's a guy that's a talent that not many people have. Steve Spurrier had this talent. Nick Saban has this talent. A few guys have. Skip Bertman has this talent where they can look at a game and say, do this right now. Run this play right now. Not many guys can do that. And I watched his games. I studied his games in film. I watched a lot of film on these guys, see what they do, how they prepare. And when I look at him, I'm like, wow, this guy here knows how to call a football game. That was a hard part. That was a hard part a little bit. You know, we're looking at that time. The thing is, you know, if you get to the playoffs and they let him cook, we told him, we did tell him this here, if you get to the playoffs, you coach your team. We had no problems with that at all. So LSU was not part of this where we didn't want him to coach. We told him that, you know, if you get to the playoffs, please coach your team. So I'll make my announcement early, fine with that. Let us know you come to LSU. Go coach your team. Go coach Ole Miss. It's great. It's great publicity for our institution. You have a coach out there coaching in the playoffs, playing for the national championship. That's going to be the next head coach of LSU. So we had no problems with that point.
Vern talked about how important it was for him to have financial backing for the roster, the players. What is LSU's plan going to be to do that?
It's a great plan. It's great numbers and great supporters. With a guy like Lane Kiffin, you'd be surprised the calls we got from people who want to support this program and that area. And a lot of people who hadn't supported us before, now with Lane here, there's a lot of excitement to get behind him and support him. A lot of our people who have been previously donors to that part, they want to up their donations and make sure that we get the best players in.
You've been in here for a long time for a lot of different searches. It is rare to point out one guy and get him, right? I mean, how many times have you gotten the number one target, right?
You know, it's very hard, but you never have really a number one target back in those previous searches. There's a lot of people you think your number one target, they might be using for money at their schools, they're not going to leave. And then when you look at the landscape, there's not many guys out there. And you see what happened lately, and there were so many jobs open this year. That was another thing we had a problem. Look at how many jobs are open, and we knew the good thing about it, everybody was waiting for LSU. We were the standard bearer. We were the program that everybody know. Let's wait till LSU, and once LSU falls, then everybody knows what they're doing. And that would happen if you notice. LSU, people, LSU is one of the best jobs in the country. It is the best job in the country. You know, LSU, Georgia, and Ohio State. Those are the three top jobs. And that's what I told Coach Kiff when I met with him. I said, look, you did just as good as you could at Ole Miss. You did very, very well. But Ole Miss and Kentucky are the only two schools in SEC that hadn't been to the SEC championship game. Oklahoma probably is new to the conference. But I said, you want to get to the championship game to compete and win that national championship, this is what you got to do. I also sent him a message. I was teasing him a little bit. When Oregon beat, I think, USC, they jumped him in CFP. I said, teams don't jump LSU.
That was great stuff from LSU Athletic Director Virg Ausberry talking about what it took to land Lane Kiffin at LSU.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.